The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Talks between the representatives for the National Ambulance Service and the government in the Labour Court have concluded today regarding pay increases to end the recent ambulance strikes. But what's been agreed? Joining me now to discuss this is Eoin Drummy, the Waterford Regional Officer at the Unite Trade Union. Eoin, you're very welcome to the show. What happened today?
Well, look, based on yesterday's invitation to the parties, we attended the Labour Court this morning for what you're aware of, exploratory talks, a scoping exercise, obviously to determine whether there was a basis or pathway that could be achieved for further engagement. And ultimately, as you're aware, we will be now attending further discussions on Monday morning.
Okay. And in terms of what's been decided, we're hearing that the strike that was planned for next week, has that been called off now? The 48-hour strike?
Yes. The court put a request to us that we would step down the planned 48-hour stoppage next Tuesday and Wednesday, following a separate meeting and engagement with our National Strike Committee, and in good faith, they have decided to defer that industrial action. However, it's a significant opportunity now for the HSE with regards to the impending discussion scheduled for Monday to make good and find a resolution to this dispute. Otherwise, the planned 72-hour stoppage, which is due to commence the following week on the 26th of May, will go ahead.
All right. So you're continuing to work to rule now. There will be a 72-hour strike as planned on the 26th of May, which is Tuesday week, but the 48-hour strike is currently in abeyance next Tuesday and Wednesday. And what is it that you are looking for? Because it has been widely reported, Eoin, that there was previously a deal brokered by the WRC and supported by the Labour Court, endorsed by your own union and indeed the other union involved by the leadership, but rejected by members. And that included that they were getting 9.25%, but then plus, which was standard across the board for public service, but that you were getting an additional 3 to 14% based on, I suppose, being upskilled, as I would fully acknowledge that many of the ambulance personnel are. But for being upskilled. So what is it you're looking at? If 3 to 14% on top of the 9% isn't enough, what is it that you need?
Well, without getting into the specifics in terms of what's gone on previously and where we are now, I certainly wouldn't be getting into percentages when our members, given 15 years, if not more, in terms of upskilling and modernisation, which we've consistently stated and maintained, notwithstanding, despite the fact that there's percentages being presented in the media, I certainly wouldn't associate a percentage with a match against the cost of saving lives on a daily basis.
But, Eoin, with respect to you, you have to put some kind of a figure on it. You can't just say, well, there's no figure that can cover what you do. I wouldn't argue for a moment that the ambulance service and the paramedics do a tremendously good and important job, no question. But you have to put a figure on it.
Ultimately, they obviously incorporate what was on offer. Now, your question insofar...
Unfortunately, the line is going very bad. Eoin, I don't know if you can do anything about it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, just in terms of the previous proposals that you referred to and the union leadership accepting those proposals, that's not correct. There was a recommendation for acceptance from our national committee, but ultimately through a democratic process of a ballot, our members will have the final say in that.
Oh, no, I know, but I was saying that the leadership endorsed it. I said that the membership rejected it, so I'm aware of that. But I'm just wondering what it is that you're looking for.
Well, hopefully come Monday, the discussions that we'll enter will manoeuvre towards a positive resolution of this dispute.
All right, so you don't want to say what it is that you're looking for?
Well, based on today's exploratory discussions and further engagement planned for next Monday, I think it's best we see how those talks go.
All right. Thank you for joining us. That's Eoin Drummy there, Waterford Regional Officer at Unite.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.